All right, we're getting closer to kick. Had to say goodbye to Phil Milani because he has to change and then go flip on the wireless mic for the player that we're miking this week. Look for that next Tuesday. All right, Mace, three keys. Is protecting Peyton Manning the first one? You're one for one so far. I mean, I'm guessing you're starting with that again?
Indirectly, because I'm talking about establishing the run, but it's not just in order to get balance on the offense, but it's to take the edge off of the Chiefs' pass rush. If you have some balance, they're not going to be able to attack with Justin Houston and Tom Bahaly on the edges and then Derek Johnson, even Eric Berry on safety blitzes. They're not going to be able to attack with impunity if you've got the run game going, if you've got balance. So, yeah, protecting Peyton is kind of a part of that. Number two, you got to contain Jamaal Charles and Travis Kelce. We touched on it in the earlier segment. Those two guys are very effective in space, underneath, and in the intermediate range. Watch them especially getting the outside. What the safeties do tonight is going to be huge. You'll also see it's the inside linebackers with some responsibility on those two, but really it's going to come down to safeties. And we've seen David Bruton work in sub-packages when Darian Stewart and T.J. Ward both available in the preseason. I think we're going to see more of that with the Broncos go with six DBs, but really it's five because Ward might be a box linebacker and Bruton's a safety. He'll have responsibilities there. Number three, tune out the noise. Look, going to be very enthusiastic. We touched on some of the reasons for that before. You know, Eric Berry's return, Thursday night football, home opener. They're even honoring the Chiefs teams that won two AFL championships here in the 1960s and went to the Super Bowls 1 and 4. A lot of emotion. This is going to be a big deal for Kansas City, and you get the sense that this is a cause game for them, that they've lost four in a row of the Broncos at home. They want to turn this back. They're going to have a lot of energy. Their fans are going to respond, and the best way to keep those fans down is get off to a good start and maybe put that murmur of doubt into the crowd and perhaps in the team that perhaps the Broncos can continue their recent winning ways here at Arrowhead.
And that's right. Something like that only takes one drive, maybe two. Force a couple three and outs, convert a couple of first downs. You could get out of the first quarter by completely resetting the attitude in this building.
And maybe even creating a home field disadvantage.
Maybe.
If the crowd gets a little bit nervous. We've seen that a lot of times over the years.
Yeah, we have seen that. We've seen some orange here before. And with a win, the Broncos would extend their divisional road winning streak to 13 games. That would be an NFL record. They're tied right now with San Francisco with 12.